Hey, what's good, everybody? It's your man Animal Brown checking in with another Freestyle Friday. I hope you guys been enjoying these verses that me and my compadre Spike Lou have been laying down. All right, now today is no exception. I got bars coming your way. Now, quickly, last time we were here, I recapped my 2019 predictions, and as you heard, I was 2 out of 3. Not bad, little room for improvement. And I also told you guys I was coming back with my 2020 predictions. Now, spoiler alert, I'm 3 for 3 this go round. Easy. 100% accuracy with this one, man. Now, I feel some type of way because I wrote these down a few weeks ago, and some of them are already showing signs of materializing. Hot about that, I'm not gonna lie. But I promise to you, I had these on deck weeks ago before certain events and news broke. I'll explain in a few. Now, let me not keep you all damn day. My very first prediction for 2020 that is guaranteed to happen: New York rap will run 2020. Facts. Now, I know we may have thought this before. We've had a few New York is back false alarms over the years. When A$AP Rocky blew up, New York was supposed to be back then. Not quite. It's kind of tough for the Big Apple to take off when the leader sounds like he's from Houston. So that wasn't it. Then we had Troy Ave. Man, where they were trying super hard to make Troy Ave the face of the city. T.I. was trying to sign him, 50 Cent crowned him. However, that didn't last long either. We all know how that went. Respected podcaster Tak Stone became popular, started calling out Troy. They got into an altercation, shots were fired on tape. Yikes. Tak, the people's favorite, got locked up while Troy is out free pointing fingers. Grand opening, grand closing for Mr. Av. Now fast forward to 2019, and there's a little bit of a buzz coming from the city. A signature sound has emerged that I think can catapult the city that never sleeps back into the forefront of hip-hop. It's called New York drill music, and it's a thing. Not to be confused with Chicago drill. That's a little different, but similar, but different at the same time. Now, if you've heard Pop Smoke's Welcome to the Party or Jack Boy's Gaddy, then you know the sound. You're familiar with it. I can see it taking off in 2020, though. Real talk. Leading the way is the aforementioned Pop Smoke. Now, I was skeptical at first. If we keeping it a buck, he not really talking about nothing. All right. However, he is strong in two key areas: voice and flow. If you got both of those, then you really don't have to be boring anybody down or even really talking about shit. Give me an example. Peep this freestyle he did on LA Leakers radio show over an old 50 Cent beat. Check how he flips his flow from the sing-songy rap that's kind of popular right now to a rapid-fire flow in an instant. Check this out.
Got nothing on me. Hey. He's got nothing on me. Yeah. Look, look. Shots up in his neck and won't let up. XD a nigga throw a Beretta. Shoot first and do yourself a favor. Report like I'm Craig Sega. Back out a nigga in with the bluffing. Drag war a nigga shoot you for nothing. 10 toes up on your body from drumming. SK I have him run. It's Pop Smoke. It's that nigga from the floor. Shit, bitch, right back. And I don't politic, cause niggas ain't like that. I drop a slip or two and get a light pack. And I don't care if you lose and still fight back. Manslaughter ain't homicides. Whole bunch of mamas cry. Whole bunch of niggas die. Looking up, I wonder why. Why niggas.
Ooh, now keep it real. He was snapping a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I like the change up of flows. I think that's important. His voice is super distinct. Look, you can win with that all day, every day. Now, he does have some legal issues going on right now. He is allegedly, he's facing 10 years for a stolen Wraith that he allegedly stole. I don't really believe that that's going to stick to him like that. And I think the lawyers are going to eat that shit up. And the pub that he's getting from the case is actually giving him more looks. So, I mean, hey. Now, he's not the only person you need to be checking for from New York that I think is going to make noise this year. Get ready to hear more from Lil TJ, who I think is dope. 22 G's, Smooth L, and TJ Porter. These are all youngsters, all right? And I know, look, you listening like, who the hell are these dudes that you just got through naming? Just wait and see, all right? It'll fuck around be 5 or 6 dudes from New York on the freshman class cover this year. Watch. Then don't forget what Griselda's doing. All right. They just made their late night TV debut. Then lastly, look who's coming home. Max B and Bobby Shmurda are set to come home this year. That QC deal is ready for Bobby as soon as he touches down. And Max B has a very cult-like following that can't wait to hear new material from him. Max B actually was ahead of his time with his style and should fit right in with the climate of today's hip hop. Both of these dudes will be celebrated heavily upon their releases, which will big up New York in the process. As they say, a rising boat lifts all tides, and I think that will be the case with the Big Apple. All they got to do is stay unified. If they stay unified, the Big Apple is back in 2020. All right, now, prediction number two. And this is where, like, some news broke a week or so ago, and you're going to say, AB, you're only saying this because of that. And I swear to you, on a stack of Source magazines, I had this in the can already. This new Kendrick Lamar album will be the first Kendrick Lamar album that will be considered a dud. Watch. Kendrick is 3 for 3 right now. Generally speaking, Good Kid, Mad City, To Pimp a Butterfly, which you guys know I don't fuck with, but the masses do, so I have to consider that. I gotta count it as a win. And then Damn, those are 3 wins, big wins. Now I said to myself, okay, this is where he experiments, and it's gonna throw some people off. And I'll be damned if a report didn't come out saying that his album was not only finished, but is now featuring heavy rock influences. Traditional hip hop heads, they not trying to hear that. Now let's be clear, sign me up for it all day. I'm here for it. I'm very intrigued about what it sounds like, but others maybe not so much. And I think this will be the first time that his music isn't universally loved. We saw it with Kanye's 4th album, 808s and Heartbreaks. That threw some people off a little bit. It ended up growing on a lot of people, but when it first dropped, they weren't feeling it. This is going to happen with K-Dot as well. I'm not saying it's going to be trash, but I think it will turn more people off than he has ever done previously. You can't win forever. Who has 4 classic albums straight in a row? Nobody. Nobody in rap history. This will be the equivalent to what J. Cole's For Your Eyes Only was. This will be the album people are going to act like didn't happen from K-Dot. So I hate to disappoint you mainstream K-Dot fans, but this one, go on, get ready to skip it and just run back to Pimp a Butterfly. I'm telling you right now. All right. Now, prediction number 3. I said last year that Roddy Ricch was going to blow up and it didn't happen. This next artist will do the same in 2020. Are you ready? Man, Don Toliver? Okay, Don Toliver, get real familiar. Now, again, I wrote this before he was featured on Eminem's surprise album that now has opened him up to about a zillion people who probably hadn't heard him before. So don't hold that against me, but it will only go up from here. Like, dude is hella talented, dog. Like, he signed to Travis Scott's label, Jack Boys, and you heard him lace that whole Jack Boys compilation. Now, he's got a song that is picking up some steam on the radio right now. It's called No Idea. And I'm telling you, Scott got one with dude. His voice, unmistakable. There goes that voice thing again. I'm big on that, all right? It's like an instrument in itself. Like I said, he killed that Jack Boys hooks, bridges, you name it, he got that all day, every day. Now, the question will be, can Don craft more full-length solo records that impact and hit like his features do? That's going to be the test. When he figures that out, the sky's the limit. All right, and I think it will happen for him this year. Huge year for Don Toliver. I think he'll be a household name, real spiel. Hey, and that's it, folks. 3 predictions for 2020. New York will run rap. K-Dot will drop his first miss. And Don Toliver will be a household name. Let me know what you guys think. Holla at your boy on Twitter at @animal_brown. And subscribe to the new network YouTube, guys. YouTube.com/Realville. That's where all of the videos will be housed. Until the next time, man. Holla. We'll be right back.